A Werewolf Shifter Romance Audiobook written by Catherine Stewart. Prologue. The smell of ash and ozone clung to the wind, a bitter, crushing reminder of the Obsidian Pack's latest, devastating defeat. Moonlight, a cold, uncaring eye in the bruised sky, spilled over the ravaged training grounds. Alpha Thorn, his usually immaculate fur matted with dust and sweat, stalked through the wreckage, his gaze fixed on the grim tally of fallen warriors. Each still form was a fresh stab of fury, a silent accusation, against the Shadowbrook Pack, against Thane, their formidable alpha. Thorn's jaw clenched, a muscle jumped in his temple. He'd promised his pack strength, prosperity, dominion. Instead, they bled. Resources dwindled. Their silver mines, once bountiful, were nearly depleted. The Shadowbrook held the richest veins, veins they guarded with iron claws and relentless savagery. The war, a festering wound between their territories for generations, had finally crippled them. A shudder ran through him, not of fear, but of a chilling resolve. He saw the whispers among his pack, the fear in their eyes. Weakness. It was a death sentence. He would not be weak. He would not fall as his brother had. Lyra's father, who had spoken of peace, of alliances, and ended up dead. A convenient martyr whose demise Thorn had twisted into a rallying cry against the Shadowbrook. Weakness. He spat the word internally. No. Thorn would not repeat his brother's mistakes. He would sacrifice anything, anyone, to restore his pack's standing. He would demand a price for their survival. A price that would force the Shadowbrook to yield their silver. A price that would also solidify his power, remove the last remnant of his brother's soft legacy, and bind the enemy, however unwillingly, to his will. His eyes, hard as flint, settled on a small, flickering light in the distance, the glow from the ancient library, where his niece Lyra often hid. A sharp, cruel idea began to crystallize in the wreckage of his mind. An Omega, his last direct kin, a seemingly insignificant pawn. But sometimes, a pawn could be moved to change the entire game. And this game, Thorn vowed, he would win, no matter the cost to his niece.
The Gilded Cage. The scent of old paper and dust always brought Lyra a quiet kind of peace. It smelled like secrets, like worlds far from her own. Here, in the Obsidian Pack's sprawling, ancient library, she could finally breathe. Books lined the tall walls, silent guardians filled with stories of ancient forests and bold alphas. Lyra traced a finger along a worn leather spine. She longed for a life where her spirit could soar, not just whisper in the shadows. But then, an abrupt clatter from the heavy oak door made her jump. It was Liam. "Lyra, are you in here again?" His voice was a low murmur, like a stream flowing over smooth stones. Lyra knew he meant well. She loved Liam. He was her best friend, truly. Yet his worried glance often felt like another chain, reminding her of where she stood. She was an Omega, supposedly fragile, meant to be seen and not heard. And here, in her uncle's pack, that meant a gilded cage. Still, the tension clinging to Liam's scent, sharp and anxious, told her something was wrong. His eyes, usually warm as summer sunlight, held a worried glint. "Alpha Thorn is asking for you," he whispered, his voice tight with nerves. "Again." And then, he lowered his voice even more, his wolf nudging his anxiety. "The raids on our borders, they're getting worse. And the food stores, they're almost empty. Everyone's talking." Lyra's stomach twisted. She felt the gnawing emptiness too, not just in her belly, but deep inside her soul. Her uncle, Alpha Thorn, always seemed to have a scowl carved into his face these days. What followed was a constant sense of unease, a chill that seeped into the pack's very bones because their leader was always so angry. She had heard the low growls from the warriors, the worried whimpers from the pups. Lyra saw the fear in their eyes. She wanted to help. Oh, how she yearned to help. Yet she was just Lyra, an Omega. Despite that, a surge of defiant heat bloomed beneath her skin. She wasn't just an Omega. She was Lyra. She saw things. She understood patterns. But then, the look in Thorne's eyes, cold and final, told her no more words would change his mind. She swallowed her frustration, her hands clenching at her sides. Her voice trembled, a silent scream of wasted knowledge. The space between them burned with his authority and her powerlessness. She felt it, clear as day. She was utterly, completely helpless. Dismissed intellect. The meeting hall was a cold, cavernous space, smelling of stale fear and raw pine. Lyra stood in the corner, trying to make herself small, but her ears still caught every word. Alpha Thorne's voice, a gravelly rumble, sliced through the tense air. "Our scouts report another ambush near the Whispering Divide," he snarled, his eyes dark pits of fury. "The Shadowbrook wolves are relentless. They're like shadows made of teeth." The pack elders, their faces grim, nodded solemnly. What followed was a somber silence. Not only that, but a grizzled beta named Garrick, Thorne's most trusted advisor, spoke next. "Our reserves are critical, Alpha. Our silver mines, they're nearly empty. We can't continue this endless war. We need a new strategy. Desperately." Thorne slammed a fist on the table, rattling the ancient map stretched across it. Lyra flinched. The low growls from the assembled warriors told her their patience was wearing thin. Because of that, desperation hung in the air, thick as a winter fog. Lyra's mind raced. She remembered an old text, a forgotten campaign from centuries ago. It talked about using the Eastern Passes during skirmishes with packs that favored direct confrontation. In fact, she'd even tried to suggest it to Liam last week. She saw an opportunity. "Uncle," she began, her voice a little shaky, but rising with conviction. "I found something in the old archives, a similar tactic. If our patrols had been positioned near the Whispering Peaks Eastern Pass instead of the North Divide, they would have been flanked." Thorne's head snapped towards her. His scent, usually a sharp pine, turned sour with impatience. His expression shifted to indulgent condescension, like he's humoring a child who has spoken out of turn. "Lyra, dear," he scoffed, his voice laced with the casual dismissal that cut through her shock. "Leave the strategies to the warriors. Your concerns are not for such matters." And just like that, the weight of her Omega status pressed down on her. Her heart ached because his words, though softly spoken, were like a physical blow. Deep down, she knew the truth. This was not a meeting. This was a decree. She felt it, clear as day, the world tilting on its axis. Her safe, predictable cage was about to shatter. She had always wondered about her parents' true fate, how they truly died after seeking peace, not war. Had Thorne been honest? Now, she couldn't shake the feeling that this summons, this sudden urgency, was tied to all the unanswered questions that had haunted her for years. As if summoned by an unseen hand, she slowly rose. Her world tilted, and just like that, everything changed. The ominous summons. Later that day, a chill wind swept through the Obsidian Pack compound. Lyra sat in her room, trying to read, but the words blurred. Thorne's dismissal still stung, a persistent wasp in her mind. Her gaze kept drifting to the window. The sky darkened. Soon after, a sudden knock, sharp and insistent, echoed through her quiet chambers. It wasn't Liam's gentle rap. Her heart skipped. A beat later, the door swung open without warning. A messenger, young and pale, stood framed in the doorway. His eyes were wide with a fear that smelled like ash. "Alpha Thorne summons you," he stammered, his voice tight with nerves. "Immediately. And he sent guards." Two hulking, silent warriors stepped into view behind him, their faces grim. Lyra's breath caught. Guards. She wasn't being asked. She was being commanded. She didn't know what scared her more, the messenger's obvious terror, or the icy certainty that this wasn't about a discussion. Her instincts surged. This wasn't just a summons. This was different. More importantly, she felt a knot of dread twist in her stomach. What was happening? She had always been ignored, a shadow in the corner. Why now? Because of that, a shiver traced its way down her spine. Pack whispers, hushed and hurried, drifted from the hallway, like hungry ghosts. Lyra could almost feel their eyes on her, heavy with pity or dark curiosity. What is it about? Lyra asked, her voice trembling slightly. The messenger wouldn't meet her gaze. He just shook his head, his gaze darting nervously to the guards. I don't know, Luna Lyra, only that it's urgent. He called her Luna. They rarely did that. That's why her mind raced, trying to grasp any thread of understanding. The air thickened. Something big was happening, something terrible. In the quiet that followed, Lyra's thoughts spun. She couldn't escape this, not really. She was an Omega, bound to her Alpha's will. Still, a faint, desperate hope flickered, a tiny ember in the storm of her fear. Could she somehow turn this forced decree into something more? As the silence roared around her, she began to walk, each step heavy towards a future she couldn't yet see, but knew would change everything. The cost of survival. The summons had felt like a death knell, yet Lyra walked with her head high. The guards, silent and imposing, flanked her. What followed was a walk through corridors that felt colder, heavier than ever before. She knew what this meant, deep down. This wasn't about strategy. This was about power. And Lyra was about to become a pawn in a game far beyond her control. Her heart pounded a frantic rhythm against her ribs. She didn't know what terrified her more, her uncle's rage or the unknown fate awaiting her. Soon after, they reached the Alpha's private council chambers. The scent of fear, thick and metallic, the unwilling bride's arrival. The journey across the Whispering Divide was a blur of misery and fear. Rain lashed down, chilling Lyra to the bone, mimicking the icy dread in her heart. The guards, stiff and unyielding, offered no comfort. She felt like a package being delivered, not a living being. Every step was a forced surrender. Her breath caught in her throat. She gripped the rough wool of her cloak, trying to anchor herself, but the world felt like it was slipping away. Hours blurred into an eternity. Finally, the scent of pine and damp earth grew stronger, signaling their arrival. The air thickened. Lyra's stomach twisted. This was it. The Shadowbrook stronghold loomed, a collection of strong, dark wooden buildings that felt like a fortress. It was starker, more practical than the Obsidian Pack's ornate dens. What followed was a wave of cold fear, because this place felt utterly alien, utterly hostile. And then, she saw him. Alpha Thane. He stood at the entrance to the main hall, a silent sentinel in the gloom. He was taller than Thorn, his shoulders broader, a mountain carved from shadow. His fur, even in human form, seemed darker, denser than any wolf she'd ever seen. His eyes. They were like molten gold, burning with an intense, unreadable gaze that pinned her in place. Lyra's wolf, deep inside her, stirred uneasily. A strange, powerful scent, like a winter storm and deep earth, hit her, overwhelming her senses. It was him. Thane's presence was a physical weight in the air. His eyes, fixed on hers, didn't hold pity. Only a chilling indifference. Welcome, Omega Lyra, his voice rumbled, deep as a forest floor, emotionless. It sent a shiver down her spine. No matter how hard she tried to find a hint of warmth, there was none. He offered no welcome, no kindness, just a stark statement of fact. She was here. She was his. Lyra forced herself to nod, her throat tight. She would not beg. She would not cry. Her gaze swept over the Shadowbrook wolves gathered around him, their faces grim, suspicious. She could feel their cold stares, hear their silent questions. They looked at her as if she were a serpent, not a future Luna. And just like that, she knew. This was not a welcome. This was a claiming. This was her new prison. The cold assessment, Lyra's new chambers felt cold, even with the crackling fire in the hearth. The furs were soft, the the tapestries rich. But they could not hide the truth. This was a prison. She was a bird in a gilded cage. Guards, silent and unmoving, patrolled outside her door. She could hear their heavy steps on the packed earth, a constant drumbeat reminding her of her captivity. Her heart ached for the freedom of her own mind, her own choices. And just like that, the feeling of despair settled heavy in her chest. She kept replaying the moment she saw him, Alpha Thane, his golden eyes burning with an intense, unreadable gaze. She'd felt a strange, primal pull, an invisible string tugging at her insides even as terror choked her. His scent, a mix of winter storm and deep earth, still clung to her senses, sharp and overwhelming. What followed was a confusing jumble of emotions, fear, anger, and a bewildering awareness of him. This was the man her uncle had sold her to. This was the alpha of their enemy. Yet, her wolf felt restless. Lyra forced herself to move, walking to the window. The Shadowbrook stronghold sprawled before her, stark and strong, built for survival, not show. It was so different from the Obsidian Pack's grand, ornate dens. She saw wolves moving about, their faces etched with a quiet weariness. They looked different from her own pack somehow. More solemn, more burdened. She could feel their eyes on her sometimes, a silent, heavy scrutiny that prickled her skin. They didn't welcome her. They watched her. Because she was a symbol of their enemy, a forced compromise. She tried to read, to lose herself in the obsidian scrolls she'd managed to bring. But the words blurred. Her thoughts kept drifting back to Thane. She remembered the fleeting glimpse of raw worry on his face in the healer's den back home. He looked so tired, so defeated. A stark contrast to the cold, distant alpha she'd just met. Who was he, truly? Why did his wolf feel so heavy with unspoken grief? Lyra felt a strange pull, a confusing mix of fear and intrigue because a new part of her wanted to know. Instead of fighting it, Lyra gave in to her curiosity. She started to observe him. From her window, she watched him interact with his warriors, his tone clipped, his movements efficient. She saw him speak to the pack elders, their faces grim, their shoulders slumped. She began to notice subtle cues, how his jaw would tighten when a coughing fit swept through a group of pups, or how his golden eyes would linger on the smaller, weaker wolves. She felt it, clear as day. He was burdened. So, Lyra, the Omega, began to watch the Alpha, searching for answers beyond her prison walls. Whispers of sickness, Lyra's curiosity. The need to understand was a living thing inside Lyra, a constant hum beneath her skin. She needed to map this new world. So, soon after, she began to explore, cautiously, quietly, staying in the shadows when guards changed. Her paws, usually soft on the Obsidian Pack's polished floors, learned the rough texture of the Shadowbrook's packed earth. She found hidden passages, winding like secrets through the stone walls. And then, she found it. The Shadowbrook Library. It wasn't grand like her uncle's. It was smaller, practical, filled with worn, ancient-looking texts. The air smelled of old paper and something else. A faint, medicinal scent. Lyra pulled a heavy tome from a shelf. Its cover was rough against her fingers. She spent hours there, lost in old chronicles, hungry for knowledge. She needed to understand this pack, this land, this alpha. Maybe it was fate. Maybe it was just her stubborn heart, but she needed to know, because understanding was power, even if she couldn't wield it yet. One evening, Lyra was drawn by sounds from the healer's den next door to the library. The door was ajar, letting out faint murmurs. She moved closer, careful not to be seen. Thane was there. His voice, usually so controlled, was low and heavy, discussing the persistent illness plaguing his pups. She saw him hunch over a small, whimpering form, his broad shoulders slumped with a burden she could almost feel. He looked so tired, so defeated. The coughing, the weakness. She heard the healer, a kind-faced she-wolf named Morwen, say. It spread so fast, Alpha. We've tried everything, but they just waste away. Lyra's instincts surged. A strange pull, like a tide, began to draw her towards him, towards his pain. It was a feeling she couldn't name, a magnetic force she fought to resist. She recognized the symptoms. She'd read about a similar plague in the old chronicles, one that baffled healers for centuries. She knew she shouldn't get involved. He was her captor, her enemy. But then she felt a surprising rush of pity because his wolf looked so weary. His deep, musky scent, always so overpowering, now felt lonely. She wanted to reach out. She wanted to help. But she just stood there, hidden in the shadows, her breath caught. The space between them burned with unspoken tension. She was Lyra, the Omega. He was Thane, the Alpha. And between them, something new, something dangerous, was starting to crack. A tentative contribution, and the next morning, the memory of Thane's weary face still lingered in Lyra's mind. She couldn't shake it. Her Omega instincts, typically quieted by her intellectual pursuits, pulsed with a strange urgency. She knew things about the illness, things from texts Morwen might not have. That's why Lyra felt compelled to act. So, she sought out Morwen, finding her tending to sick pups in the main healing ward, her scent laced with exhaustion and worry. "Morwen," Lyra began softly, her voice a hesitant whisper in the hushed ward. I overheard about the pup's illness." Morwen stiffened, her eyes, the color of warm honey, hardening slightly. "An obsidian Omega knows about Shadowbrook ailments?" Her tone was cool, laced with deep-seated suspicion. Lyra felt the prickle of judgment, the familiar sting of being dismissed, but she pressed on. She had to. "No, Luna," Lyra corrected gently, trying to keep her own scent calm. "But I have studied many old texts. In our library, there are chronicles of similar plagues. They speak of a cyclical fever, worse before dawn, and a specific herb, not cooling but warming, used in rare cases. It was thought to draw out the sickness, not fight the fever itself." Morwen's eyebrows rose, a flicker of surprise in her eyes. She picked up a dried bundle of herbs, sniffing them. "This herb, we use it for fevers, yes. But always to cool," Morwen murmured, her gaze distant as she considered Lyra's words. "Never to warm." Her initial skepticism remained, yet a seed of curiosity had been planted. What followed was a thoughtful silence, broken only by the whimpers of the sick pups. Lyra waited, her heart thumping softly. She had taken a risk. She had offered a forbidden truth. By the time the sun began to dip below the horizon, Morwen had brewed a small batch of the warming concoction. Lyra watched as the healer carefully administered it to a severely weakened pup. Thane arrived then, his presence filling the room. His golden gaze swept over the ward, then landed on Lyra and Morwen. He saw Lyra there, still near the sick pups, her scent a quiet, steady presence. He saw his healer's thoughtful expression. He did not speak, but a flicker of something passed through his eyes. Not anger, not distrust, but a hint of curiosity. It was a small win, a crack in the wall. It left Lyra with a strange, unsettling feeling, a spark of hope in the vast darkness of her new prison. Shared burdens, stolen moments. The next few days passed in a strange blur. Lyra felt a new alertness, a keen awareness of everything around her. Morwen, the healer, had cautiously continued the warming herb treatment for the pups. What followed was a small, hopeful change in their condition. Lyra often found herself watching Thane from afar, drawn by an invisible thread. His golden eyes, sometimes heavy with exhaustion, haunted her thoughts. She noticed how his jaw would clench when a young wolf coughed. His deep, musky scent, always a powerful hum in the air, now carried a subtle note of worry. One evening, Lyra found herself near the healer's den. The air felt thick with tension. She heard soft whimpers. Thane was inside, his broad shoulders slumped as he knelt beside a tiny, shivering pup. His large hand, usually so firm, gently stroked the pup's feverish head. The scene twisted Lyra's heart. She She saw not the cold alpha, but a leader burdened by grief, a father figure to his suffering pack. Her own instincts, usually quieted by her intellectual pursuits, surged. She felt a profound empathy because his pain was almost a physical thing. She stepped inside without thinking, a soft intake of breath escaping her lips. Thane looked up, his golden eyes, usually so guarded, holding a flicker of raw weariness. He didn't growl. He didn't scowl. He simply looked at her, his scent heavy with exhaustion. "The fever is cyclical," Lyra began softly, her voice a hesitant whisper. "I've seen it described in ancient texts about moon cycle illnesses. Perhaps warming herbs, not cooling ones, in the hours before dawn when their bodies are weakest." Thane's body stiffened, but he didn't pull away. He simply stared, his gaze intense. His hand, as if pulled by a string, reached for a different bundle of herbs nearby. His fingers, rough and warm, brushed Lyra's. A spark jolted through her, a surprising warmth spreading from the contact. Thane instantly pulled his hand back, as if burned, his jaw clenching, but his eyes never left hers. His scent filled the air, now mixed with a confusing wave of something akin to reluctant desire. He did not speak. He did not need to. In that moment, a silent understanding passed between them. The space between them burned, and she felt it, clear as day, a fragile bridge forming across the chasm of their pack's hatred. The hidden truth. The strange silent tension between Lyra and Thane lingered in the air like ozone after a storm. Lyra found herself replaying their brief interaction. Why did she feel so drawn to his pain? Why did his touch feel like fire? These new feelings confused her. She had come to the Shadowbrook pack as a prisoner, meant to hate. But now, doubts swirled around her like autumn leaves. Her uncle, Thorn, his constant dismissals, his bitterness about her parents. It gnawed at her. She needed answers. What truly happened to her parents? So, Lyra spent more hours than ever in the Shadowbrook library. She searched for old scrolls, dusty maps, anything that might shed light on her family's past. The library, though smaller than the Obsidian one, held a raw, unfiltered history of the land. It smelled of forgotten battles and old truths. She pulled out heavy tomes, blowing dust from their covers. Her fingers traced ancient script, searching for any mention of her parents, Alpha Finn and Luna Alara, whose names Thorn rarely spoke, and always with disdain. Then she found it. Hidden beneath a loose floorboard, concealed within a hollowed-out section of a crumbling shelf, a bundle of old parchments. They were brittle, yellowed with age, smelling faintly of a long-extinguished campfire. Her breath caught. These weren't ordinary records. These were personal letters, diplomatic proposals, and hushed accounts from forgotten Shadowbrook betas. They spoke of a time when her parents, far from being weak, were trying to forge a true peace treaty between the Obsidian and Shadowbrook packs. Lyra's heart pounded, a frantic drum in her chest. She read faster, her eyes scanning the faded ink. Her parents hadn't died in a cowardly retreat. They had been meeting with Thane's parents, Alpha Kaelin and Luna Serafina, to discuss an unprecedented alliance. They had sought to end the generational hatred. But then the scrolls abruptly ended, fragmented. A single page, crumpled and bloodstained, spoke of a sudden ambush, a betrayal, a third, unknown party. Not Shadowbrook, not Obsidian. Her world tilted. Truth be told, a cold dread settled in her chest, heavy as stone. Her parents were not weak. They were brave. They were murdered. And Thorn. Thorn had lied. He had twisted their peaceful deaths into a war cry, blaming the Shadowbrook pack to seize power. Fury bloomed beneath her skin, hot and sharp. Lyra clutched the parchments, her hands trembling with rage and the shocking truth. Her entire life had been built on a lie, and just like that, everything changed, unraveling the lies together. Lyra found Thane in the main hall speaking with his warriors. Her mind spun, her pulse racing. She didn't know what scared her more, holding this truth or daring to reveal it. But she had to. She had to. Her feet moved on instinct. As if pulled by a string, she walked directly towards him, clutching the brittle parchments to her chest. The moment their eyes locked, something passed between them. A flash of surprise in his golden gaze. A silent question. The pack went quiet. Thane excused himself, his scent suddenly sharp with alertness. He led her to a secluded corner of the hall, away from prying ears. Lyra? His voice was low, a rumbling question. He saw the fire in her eyes, the fury coiling around her scent like a predator. He waited. Without another word, Lyra unfolded the parchments. She laid them bare, flat on the stone table, her fingers tracing the faded script. "My parents," she began, her voice trembling slightly but gaining strength with each word. "They weren't weak. They weren't killed by your pack." Thane's golden eyes widened as he read. His breath caught. He snatched a scroll, his fingers brushing hers, sending another jolt through Lyra. "My parents," he murmured, his voice rough with disbelief. "They were at that meeting. They died that night, too." He looked up, his gaze searing into hers. A low growl rose in his throat, but it wasn't a threat. It was pain and realization. "Thorn lied," Lyra said, the words a bitter taste. "He used their deaths to become Alpha. He blamed your pack, but it wasn't you. It was someone else. The scrolls say a third party." Thane slammed his fist on the table. A tremor ran through the stone. "I always suspected it," he growled, his voice thick with years of unaddressed grief. "My parents, they sought peace. Thorn blamed us. We blamed him. All this time, we've been played." The tension broke. Lyra felt a profound connection, a deep understanding bloom between them, because they shared not just a mate bond, but a crushing betrayal. As the truth unraveled, their initial animosity began to dissolve, replaced by a fierce, unifying anger. They both had been manipulated. They both had suffered. With a single glance, their future shifted. They were no longer just unwilling mates. They were allies. And the thought filled Lyra with a strange, powerful sense of purpose. The covert investigation. The air in the Shadowbrook Library felt different now. No longer just a place of escape, but a vibrant hub of desperate hope. Lyra sat beside Thane, their shoulders almost touching. The scent of old parchment and Thane's powerful, musky scent, pine and rain-soaked earth, mingled around her, a comforting yet wildly unsettling blend. They pored over ancient maps and dusty journals, searching for clues, for any whisper of the third party that had murdered their parents. What followed was a quiet tension, a shared purpose that felt both exhilarating and terrifying. Lyra's sharp eyes scanned the margins of a faded treaty. Her mind raced, connecting tiny dots. "This symbol," she murmured, pointing to a small, intricate drawing beside a record of a forgotten border dispute. "It's the mark of the Bloodthorn mercenaries, a rogue pack. They were thought to be disbanded centuries ago. But Thane, look, they operated near the Whispering Divide." Thane leaned closer, his arm brushing hers. A shiver traced its way down Lyra's spine. His closeness was a dangerous warmth, a pull she fought to ignore because they had a mission. "Bloodthorn?" Thane's voice was a low growl, thick with suppressed rage. "My elders spoke of them. A myth, they said. Known for their silent strikes, their ability to turn packs against each other." He snatched a quill, his fingers brushing hers again. This time, the spark was undeniable. Lyra's breath hitched. She pulled her hand away quickly, her skin tingling. The space between them burned. Her heart hammered against her ribs, a wild drumbeat. She looked up at him. His golden eyes, usually so cold, were now blazing with a predatory intensity. They worked for hours, fueled by weak tea and a desperate hunger for truth. Lyra's knowledge of obscure historical texts combined perfectly with Thane's understanding of ancient warfare tactics and hidden roots. They found more mentions of Bloodthorn, always shadowy, always linked to inexplicable conflicts between powerful packs. Lyra felt a dangerous thrill, a surge of adrenaline, because uncovering this hidden enemy meant justice for their parents. And it meant more time with Thane, seeing his mind work, feeling his powerful presence so close. Thane spoke of old rumors. They were said to use poisons, slow-acting, to weaken packs from within. Lyra's mind flashed to the sick pups, the coughing, the wasting illness. "The illness," she whispered, her voice barely audible. It wasn't natural, it was them. Her world tilted. Not only that, but her uncle's constant fear of unseen enemies, his paranoia, it all suddenly made a horrifying kind of sense. This wasn't just about their parents. This was about a threat that had been festering for decades, slowly poisoning both their packs. A warning from home. The discovery of the Bloodthorn mercenaries and their sinister methods hung heavy in the air. Lyra felt a new urgency. They had to warn everyone. But then, a small, worn leather pouch was slipped under her door. She recognized the scent of Liam's pack, familiar and comforting, yet mixed with a new, sharp tang of fear. Her heart skipped. She opened it with trembling fingers. Inside, nestled amongst dried obsidian roses, lay a tightly folded, coded note. It was from Liam. The message was short, barely legible in the dim light of her chamber. "They miss you." Thorn's grip tightens, whispers of a hidden threat. Not the Shadowbrook. "Be careful." Lyra read it again, her eyes scanning the familiar loops of Liam's hurried script. Not the Shadowbrook. A cold dread settled in her chest. Liam knew. He sensed something was wrong with Thorn's claims. And he was still there, caught under her uncle's growing tyranny. What followed was a wave of overwhelming concern for her old friend. She showed the note to Thane. His golden eyes, usually so controlled, narrowed as he read Liam's words. His scent, normally a steady anchor, sharpened with alertness. "A hidden threat?" he rumbled, his voice a low growl. "Your friend is brave and observant." Lyra nodded, a pang of worry tightening her chest. She remembered Liam's kindness, his unwavering loyalty. He was still at Obsidian enduring Thorn's reign. She felt it clear as day. He was in danger. "Thorn is losing control," Lyra whispered, pacing the small space. "He's becoming erratic. This hidden threat Liam mentions, it's Kalis, the Bloodthorn Alpha. He's been poisoning your pack, Thane. He killed our parents. He's likely been manipulating Thorn, making him desperate." Thane slammed a fist onto the stone wall beside her, a shudder running through the ancient stones. "The illness, the constant raids, it all fits." His voice was low, laced with fury. Because of that, a desperate need for action surged through Lyra. They had to act. They had to warn Thorn, to somehow make him see the truth. But then, her gaze fell upon Thane. His jaw was tight. His golden eyes were fixed on her, burning with a mix of fury and something else, a possessive fire. "We need to move faster," he said, his voice husky, "before Kalis strikes again." The wind outside howled, a mournful cry. It felt like a countdown. The impending invasion. The air crackled with a new kind of tension, electric and sharp, a prelude to a storm. Lyra and Thane barely slept. They worked tirelessly, their bodies moving in sync, their minds a single unit, piecing together the final horrifying puzzle. Lyra's intellect, sharpened by the urgency, dove into obscure historical records, tracing Kalis's movements, his patterns. Thane, meanwhile, consulted his most trusted warriors, cross-referencing her findings with their own intelligence. What followed was a chilling revelation. "He's been playing us for decades," Thane growled, his voice a low, dangerous rumble. He slammed a fist onto the table, rattling the old maps. "Every skirmish, every mistake in strategy, it was all Kalis. He fueled the hatred between our packs. He supplied Thorn with false information, whispered lies into his ear. That's why Thorn blamed us so fiercely." Lyra nodded, her own fury simmering. The bitterness she'd felt towards Thane, towards his pack, now turned to ice against Kalis. Not only that, but they discovered how Kalis poisoned the Shadowbrook water supply, causing the mysterious illness Lyra had helped to treat. He had slowly weakened Thane's pack. Now, they found the precise date of his final grand move. "He plans to invade both our territories simultaneously," Lyra whispered, her voice tight with disbelief. "He wants to seize control after we've bled each other dry. He is a master manipulator." Thane clenched his jaw. His scent filled the small room, thick with a mix of rage and determination. Just then, a Shadowbrook scout burst into the library, his fur matted with sweat, his eyes wide with terror. "Alpha! Rogue wolves! They're everywhere! They're attacking the western border, and the Obsidian Pack is under siege, too!" The words hit Lyra like a physical blow. Her heart stopped. It was happening. Kalis. He had moved faster than they anticipated. Her blood ran cold because the war was here. Thane's golden eyes blazed, his wolf surging forward. "He didn't wait," he snarled, already moving. "He must have sensed we were close." Lyra felt the bond pulse between them, a desperate, frantic beat. Without another word, Thane grabbed her hand, his fingers intertwining with hers. His grip was tight, secure. Lyra's wolf pressed forward. And she let it happen. As the wind shifted, carrying the distant howls of battle, Lyra knew. The time for secrets was over. The time for fighting had begun. The crushing attack. The world erupted. A howl, sharp and chilling, ripped through the night. It wasn't the sound of obsidian wolves, nor Shadowbrook. This was a raw, hungry sound, filled with malice. Kalis. He had moved faster than Lyra and Thane ever thought possible. Lyra's blood ran cold. She felt it, clear as day. The true invasion had begun. The air thickened. Chaos bloomed around them, a terrifying flower of growls and screams. From there, Kalis's rogue wolves surged, a dark tide pouring over the western border. They moved with a brutal precision, like shadows made of teeth. Lyra watched in horror as obsidian warriors, caught by surprise, were overwhelmed. What followed was a deafening clash of bodies. The scent of blood, hot and metallic, stung Lyra's nose. Her heart pounded, a frantic drum against her ribs. She saw her former pack, her home, crumbling under an enemy they never truly saw coming. Not only that, but the Shadowbrook pack, still weakened by the lingering illness, struggled to hold its ground against the sheer numbers of Kalis's forces. Lyra saw a young Shadowbrook warrior fall, his cry swallowed by the cacophony. She wanted to run, to hide, but her legs were rooted to the spot. Her gaze frantically searched for Thane. Where was he? Fear, cold and sharp, pierced her because she needed him. Meanwhile, Thorn's roar echoed across the battleground, a sound of desperate rage, but it was too late. His arrogance, his stubborn refusal to believe Lyra and Thane about a hidden enemy, it had cost them everything. Lyra saw his face, contorted with a raw, desperate fury, as he realized the depth of his misjudgment. His scent, usually dominant, now carried a bitter tang of despair. It was almost a physical thing. Suddenly, a massive rogue wolf, black as night, lunged at her from the shadows. Lyra gasped. Her body moved on instinct. She dodged, stumbling back, but the wolf was relentless. Its teeth snapped near her face. In that moment, a blur of golden fur launched from her side. Thane. He was a whirlwind of power and fury. A low growl ripped through him as he met the rogue wolf midair. Lyra's breath caught. She felt it, clear as day. He was fighting for her. The sound of tearing fur, a sharp yelp, then silence as the rogue wolf fell. Thane turned, his golden eyes blazing, his chest heaving. "Stay with me," he roared over the din, his voice a balm and a terrifying warning. And just like that, the world narrowed to just them, a desperate plea, the weight of loss. The battlefield was a swirling vortex of dust, blood, and desperate cries. Lyra stayed close to Thane, moving like a shadow beside him, her heart thumping against her ribs. They fought their way through the chaos, Thane a golden blur of raw power, his every move precise and deadly. She saw warriors, both Obsidian and Shadowbrook, fighting side by side against Kalis's wolves. It was a strange, desperate unity born of shared terror. Yet the sheer numbers of the enemy seemed endless. What followed was a rising wave of despair because they were simply too many. Then, through a gap in the fighting, Lyra saw him, Liam. He was cornered, his fur matted with blood, fighting with the last of his strength against two brutal rogue wolves. "Liam!" Lyra screamed, her voice ripped from her throat. She moved on instinct, but Thane pulled her back, his grip like iron. "No, too many," he growled, his golden eyes filled with grim agony. She fought him. She clawed at his arm, but he held her fast. He was protecting her. That's why she felt both rage and a crushing gratitude. Moments later, Liam fell, a soft thud swallowed by the roar of battle. Lyra's chest ached, tears burned in her eyes. It was a crushing loss, a piece of her past torn away. She felt it, clear as day, the cost of Thorn's lies. Yet, she had to move. She couldn't give up. Not yet. She spotted Thorn in the distance. He was overwhelmed, his once proud posture slumped, his face streaked with grime and fear. She pulled Thane's arm. "Thorn!" Lyra screamed, her voice hoarse. "We have to unite! It's Kalis! He did this to us both!" Thorn looked up, his eyes glazed with defeat. His scent, once arrogant, now reeked of raw terror. "No, it can't be," he muttered, his voice weak. He still hesitated, even as his own pack was being slaughtered around him. His stubborn pride, his years of ingrained hatred, crippled him in that moment. What's worse, that hesitation cost them vital seconds. More rogue wolves swarmed, pushing them back, separating Lyra and Thane from Thorn once more. Lyra felt it, clear as day, the bitter taste of Thorn's fatal flaw, his unwillingness to trust, his deep-rooted ego. It was destroying them all. Her world tilted, and just like that, everything seemed lost. The dark night of the soul. The retreat was brutal, a desperate, clawing scramble for survival. Lyra and Thane fought side by side, their instincts a perfect, brutal dance. They dragged what was left of their combined forces, a handful of Shadowbrook, a scattering of Obsidian, into a crumbling cave near the Whispering Divide. The air inside was thick with the scent of blood, fear, and shattered hope. Lyra coughed, her throat raw. Her lungs burned. She felt it, clear as day, the bitter taste of defeat. She looked around the cavern. Wounded wolves whimpered in the shadows. The scent of their pain was overwhelming. Some, too weak to move, lay still. Lyra felt her heart clench. Young pups shivered, their eyes wide and terrified. Their pack, their people, were broken. She saw the despair etched on every face. Her own body ached, her fur matted with grime and blood. It was a chilling reality, a bitter truth. Thane sat beside her, his shoulders slumped, his golden eyes shadowed with a grief Lyra could feel pulsing through their mate bond. His hand found hers, his fingers intertwining. His grip was tight, a silent anchor in the storm of despair. He said nothing. There were no words. The weight of their losses, the sheer scale of Kalis's victory, pressed down on them like a mountain. Lyra leaned her head on his shoulder, letting his musky scent, heavy with exhaustion, wash over her. It was the only comfort in the stillness that followed. "It's over," Lyra whispered, her voice barely a breath. A tear traced a path through the grime on her cheek. "He won. Thorn. He couldn't see it. He wouldn't believe." Her deepest fear, her core flaw, screamed at her, powerlessness. No matter how hard she tried, she couldn't change this. She couldn't save them all. The world was cold, bleak. Her chest ached with the weight of it all. What was left? What could they do? Thane squeezed her hand. His wolf, tired but still defiant, sent a flicker of stubborn resolve through their bond. He looked at her, his golden eyes meeting hers. There was pain there, profound loss. But deep beneath it, a tiny burning spark, as if the forest watched them, holding its breath. Lyra saw it, and in his eyes, she saw her own defiance reflected. They were at rock bottom, but still, there was a faint flicker of hope. A question whispered in the silence. Could they truly lose everything? A spark of unity renewed hope. The chilling silence of the cave stretched, heavy with despair. Lyra felt Thane's hand in hers, a warm, solid anchor in the darkness. His golden eyes, though shadowed with grief, held a tiny, stubborn spark. Lyra looked at him, truly looked at him. She saw not just the alpha, but the wolf burdened by so much loss, fighting against a world determined to break him. In that moment, something shifted inside her. Her mind, always keen, began to race, not with despair, but with a desperate, wild idea. She remembered an old obsidian text, tucked away in a dusty corner of her uncle's library. It spoke of ancient pack wars, of a desperate alpha who used abandoned tunnels beneath the whispering divide to surprise an enemy. What followed was a sudden surge of adrenaline. Hope, sharp and unexpected, pierced through the gloom. "Thane," Lyra whispered, her voice rough but firm. "I know a way, an old path, underneath the divide." Thane's head snapped up. His eyes fixed on hers held a flicker of surprise. "Tunnels?" he rumbled, his scent filling the small space with a sudden alertness. "Impossible, they collapsed centuries ago." Lyra shook her head. "Not all of them. One branch was thought to be unstable, so it was sealed. But the text implied it might still exist, a forgotten passage that reaches directly into the heart of Kalis's staging ground." She felt a strange certainty, a deep conviction because her gut screamed this was their only chance. Just then, Alpha Thorn, his face grimed with blood and dust, limped into their small corner of the cave. He sagged against the rock, his body broken, his spirit near shattering. He saw the wounded, the dead. He saw Lyra and Thane, hands clasped. His arrogance, usually a fortress, crumbled. His eyes, haunted and desperate, found Lyra's. "Lyra," he rasped, his voice barely a whisper. "Your parents, they weren't weak. They sought peace. I lied. I blamed Thane's pack because I needed control. I needed a villain." The words hung in the air, cold and stark. A profound shock rippled through Lyra. The truth, after so many years, was finally spoken. It brought a strange sense of painful peace. Thorn, his voice thick with uncharacteristic honesty, looked at Thane. "This madness. Kalis. He sent me false reports. He poisoned my council. He whispered lies. I was a fool." His head dropped. "Lyra. Thane. This pack. They need you. You know the truth. You know what to do." And just like that, the weight of generations of lies lifted, replaced by the crushing burden of a shared, terrifying future. The united front forging the plan. The flickering light from the small fire danced across the faces of the remaining Obsidian and Shadowbrook wolves. Lyra stood beside Thane, her hand still clasped in his, their combined presence a new, unexpected strength. Thane's scent, usually so guarded, now radiated a fierce, protective calm. What followed was a moment of silence. Every wolf looked at them, their eyes filled with exhaustion, fear, and a desperate, fragile hope. "We have been deceived," Thane's voice rumbled, deep and powerful, cutting through the heavy air. His words were clear, easy to understand. "For decades, a rogue alpha, Kalis, has manipulated our packs. He murdered Lyra's parents, Alpha Finn and Luna Alara of Obsidian. He murdered my parents, Alpha Kalin and Luna Serafina of Shadowbrook. He ignited this endless war between us. And he poisoned our rivers, weakening my pack." A low growl rippled through the assembled wolves, Anger, raw and unifying, began to replace their despair. Then Lyra spoke, her voice clear and strong. Thorn has confessed his part, his guilt, but Kalis is the true enemy. She felt it, clear as day. This was her purpose. He weakened us both, so he could take everything. But he made a mistake. He brought us together. She pointed to the faint lines on an old map etched into the cave floor. There is an ancient tunnel hidden beneath the divide. It leads directly to Kalis's stronghold. We can hit him from within, where he least expects it. A murmur rose from the combined pack. Doubt warred with desperate hope. Lyra saw their faces, their skepticism. But then Liam, his fur matted with dried blood, stepped forward. His scent, though weary, carried fierce loyalty. "Lyra speaks truth," he barked, his voice hoarse. "I saw the signs. Thorn's advisors were compromised. My Luna, she has always seen things others missed. Trust her." His words, a simple declaration of faith, resonated through the tired wolves. Thane squeezed Lyra's hand. His golden eyes met hers, filled with unwavering trust. "We fight together," he declared, his voice ringing with authority. "Obsidian and Shadowbrook, united." He pointed to the map. "Lyra will guide us. We will hit them hard. We will reclaim what is ours." His decision was final. It was powerful. And just like that, a new spark of resolve ignited in the tired eyes of the wolves. Their survival, their future, depended on this desperate, audacious plan. The infiltration final approach. The air outside the cave tasted of damp earth and the distant metallic tang of battle. Lyra moved like a shadow, her steps light, her mind sharp. Thane was right beside her, his presence a powerful anchor. A small elite strike team, a mix of the strongest Obsidian and Shadowbrook warriors, followed closely. Liam was among them, his gaze determined. They moved through the moonlit forest, a silent, deadly force. This was their last chance. Lyra led them through the treacherous terrain, her memory of the old maps guiding her like an internal compass. She knew the forgotten paths. She remembered the hidden markers, overgrown with moss and time, that led to the secret tunnel entrance. The trees pressed in, their branches like silent witnesses. She felt the cool dampness rising from the ground. With every step he took, Lyra felt Thane's presence beside her, a constant, comforting pressure. Then they found it, a hidden fissure in the rock, almost invisible, masked by thick vines. It smelled of damp earth and ancient secrets. Lyra looked at Thane. His golden eyes gleamed in the low light. "This is it," she whispered. Thane nodded. His hand, warm and strong, squeezed hers once more. There was no need for words. Their thoughts spun together, connected by the pulsing mate bond. They entered the tunnel. The air grew heavy, stale. Darkness pressed in. Lyra led the way, her senses heightened, every sound amplified. She felt the vibrations of the ground beneath her paws. Soon after, they heard distant voices, the low growls of Kalis's guards. They were close. The tension broke. Her heart pounded a frantic rhythm against her ribs. Finally, Lyra pointed ahead. A faint light, a shift in the air, bringing the acrid scent of campfire smoke and unwashed wolf. "The main supply cavern," she whispered to Thane, her voice barely audible. "It leads directly to Kalis's inner stronghold." Thane's wolf pressed forward, and she let it happen. His gaze met hers, a silent promise. They were here. Between one breath and the next, they moved forward, ready to face the monster who had torn their worlds apart. The fall of the usurper. The air in Kalis's stronghold reeked of fear and fresh blood. Lyra felt it, clear as day, the final confrontation. Kalis, a monstrous figure of black fur and snarling teeth, waited in the center of the cavern, his golden eyes blazing with twisted glee. Rogue wolves, his elite guards, surrounded him. What followed was a deafening roar as Thane launched forward, a golden blur of pure fury. Lyra was right behind him. Her heart pounded a frantic rhythm against her ribs. The battle exploded. Steel clashed. Fangs snapped. Lyra moved on instinct, her senses heightened, every sound amplified. She fought alongside Thane, her movements precise, her mind sharper than any blade. She remembered Kalis's pattern from the old texts, his reliance on brute force over cunning. His strength lay in his pack's numbers, not his own cleverness. Lyra saw her opportunity. "Thane!" she screamed over the din, her voice raw. "His left flank, it's weak, an over-reliance on brute force because he believes no one can outsmart him." Thane roared, his golden eyes meeting hers. He understood. As if pulled by a string, his body swerved, pushing harder against Kalis's left side. Kalis snarled, distracted, turning his attention to Thane. Meanwhile, a massive rogue wolf, black as night, lunged at Lyra, its jaws snapping. She was faster. She remembered an old hunter's move from a forgotten book. A quick feint, then a jab to the exposed shoulder joint. Her body moved on instinct. A sharp yelp tore from the rogue wolf's throat as it stumbled. Lyra didn't hesitate. She plunged her small hunting knife into its chest. Thane, seeing Lyra's decisive blow, surged forward, his focus now fully on Kalis. "You murdered my parents!" Thane's voice was a primal growl, filled with generations of pain. "You tore our packs apart!" Kalis snarled back, a monstrous sound. The two alphas, golden fur against black, clashed in the center of the cavern, a whirlwind of claws and teeth. Lyra watched, her breath caught, every muscle tense. She knew this was it. This was the moment. The fight was brutal, a dance of death. Thane, though weary, fought with the strength of his entire pack, fueled by Lyra's love and the truth they had unearthed. Kalis was powerful, but his rage blinded him. And then, Thane saw his chance. Kalis faltered, his eyes wild. With a final thunderous roar, Thane delivered a crippling blow. Kalis fell. Silence descended, broken only by the ragged breathing of the surviving wolves. Lyra felt it, clear as day. The monster was dead. The battle was over. The silence roared. The aftermath and acknowledgement. The stench of ozone and blood slowly began to fade, replaced by the scent of pine and relief. Lyra's body ached. Her fur was matted with grime, but her heart swelled with a quiet triumph. She looked at Thane, his golden fur streaked with Kalis's black blood, his chest heaving. He was alive. They were alive. What followed was a wave of exhaustion, deep and heavy, as the adrenaline drained away. They moved among the wounded, Lyra's instincts guiding her to those who needed help, her knowledge of herbs and healing now put to practical use. She saw both Obsidian and Shadowbrook wolves, injured, but alive. Liam. Lyra's heart skipped. She found him slumped against a wall, a deep gash on his leg, but his eyes were open, a weak smile gracing his lips. "Liam, you did it," he whispered, his voice thin. A fierce joy surged through her. He was alive. Soon after, Alpha Thorne, his head bowed low, was brought before Lyra and Thane. His once proud posture was broken, his scent a mix of shame and weary resignation. He looked at Lyra, his eyes hollow. "Lyra," he rasped, his voice raw. "I was wrong. So terribly wrong." He then looked at Thane, his gaze holding no more hatred. "You were right. She was right. Kalis, he was the true enemy." He took a deep, shuddering breath. "My lies, my pride, they cost us so much. I can no longer lead." He looked at Lyra, a flicker of something almost like pride in his tired eyes. "You have proved your strength, your wisdom, your heart." He then turned to the assembled remnants of both packs, his voice gaining a weak authority. "Obsidian pack, I abdicate my title. I name Lyra. Lyra, the true Luna of the Obsidian. And Thane, Alpha of Shadowbrook. Together, they shall lead us into a new era. A united pack." A gasp rippled through the assembled wolves. This was unheard of. A blood alpha stepping down for an omega, for the mate of an enemy alpha. But Lyra felt it, clear as day. This was a necessary sacrifice. Thorn had finally seen the truth, embracing unity over his own power. He had chosen peace. And just like that, the lingering bitterness in Lyra's heart began to soften. Thane squeezed her hand, a silent promise of support. The air thickened, not with tension, but with hope. The new dawn. The formal ceremony was held a few weeks later beneath a vast open sky. The combined Obsidian and Shadowbrook packs gathered, their fur gleaming in the morning sun. The scent of unity, strong and vibrant, filled the air. Lyra stood beside Thane, her hand resting in his. Their mate bond a warm, steady pulse between them. She wore simple white furs, a symbol of her new role, her new path. She was Lyra, Luna of a united people. Thane's voice, deep and resonant, echoed across the clearing. "We are no longer two packs divided by lies," he declared, his golden eyes sweeping over their people. "We are one, forged in fire, bound by truth, led by shared purpose. We will build a future of peace, diplomacy, and strength." Lyra felt a surge of pride, a deep connection to this fierce, protective male beside her. She knew she could trust him. Lyra spoke next, her voice clear and strong, carrying across the silent crowd. "We honor our fallen. We remember the lies that cost us so much. But we will not be held by the past. We will learn, we will grow, and we will protect each other, always." She looked at Liam, standing proudly among the obsidian wolves, his injury healing. His smile was wide. He was alive. That's why Lyra's heart swelled with gratitude. Later that night, in their private den, Lyra sat by the roaring fire, her head resting on Thane's shoulder. His scent, rich and comforting, enveloped her. "A new beginning," she murmured, tracing patterns on his arm. He kissed her hair, his lips soft. "Our beginning." The tension broke. Her name hung in the air, a whisper of promise. Their future stretched before them, not without challenges, but filled with a profound love and a shared vision. Lyra knew they would face obstacles, because building something new was never easy. But Thane was by her side. His wolf, content and powerful, purred against her own. She felt it, clear as day. Their souls were entwined. They had survived betrayal. They had found truth. And together, they would lead their people into a prosperous new dawn. As fire bloomed beneath her skin, Lyra knew this was just the beginning of their story. Thank you so much for watching this video. We really appreciate you spending your time with us. If you enjoyed what you saw, we've got a whole library of other videos packed with more great content just like this waiting for you on our channel. So why not dive into another one right now? And hey, if you want to make sure you don't miss out on our next upload, hit that subscribe button and the notification bell. We'd love to have you join our community and see you in the next video. Thanks again.